The General Secretary of the GJA, Bright Blow, says the association has gone far with plans to unionize. He said unionizing will put the association in a better place to champion the cause of its members. Mr. Blow spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
We've gone quite a distance. It's a whole process. And we have written to the Chief Labor Officer. We are to submit certain vital documents. Now, we are registered as a professional body. And now, unionizing will not take away that right. But we are expected to go back to the Registrar General and call what they call Form C. And that is what we are working on now. And after we have finished, we'll have to submit a formal application again to the Chief Labor Officer. And I must explain that the sole this thing is, yes, to unionize, but to have a bargaining certificate so that we can represent the interests of journalists and other media workers if we want to. It's quite complicated because remember that there are also unions who are under the umbrella of the TUC Ghana who have journalists and some other media workers as their members. I can think of about three unions already. The Public Services Workers Union, the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, and there's one other. The TUC is a family. Now, the intention of the GJA is not to go poaching people. It should be at the free will of journalists and other media workers, because as I sit here now, I cannot determine how we will call such a union under the GJA. Normal this thing with international best practices is that it is for media workers. Journalists are part of the whole industry.
As you are mentioning journalists, media practitioners or presenters, there's always this confusion. Who is a journalist?
I don't think the issue of who is a journalist actually can confuse the issues when it comes to forming a union. Compared to, you know, the other side, when you are talking about a professional body, you know, whether they are producers, whether they are presenters. The modern trend is to have people who are journalists all around who are also presenters. What we want to do is to be able to have the bargaining certificate and to champion your interest, not in terms of remunerations alone. That, for instance, are women in the industry, maternity leave, going on courses, that there should be, you know, make things better all around, not just remuneration, and create a platform where we can always sit down with owners, together with the media commission, all stakeholders, provide a platform where we can dialogue so that the industry can improve.
Mr. Blow agreed with the notion that a section of the media has been irresponsible, but dismissed suggestions that the criminal libel law be reintroduced to sanitize the media landscape.
For me, as General Secretary, observing on the lines, and a journalist myself, I am the first to admit that some of us don't do the right thing. That is a fact. But it is also not true that we are the sole generators of tension. The politicians, too, have a role to play. And by that, I mean civil society. People have called in to radio stations. They are not politicians. They are just ordinary people and have made very reckless statements. So to blame the media alone would also not be fair. Yes, we keep these tools that people employ. If we don't open our phone lines, if we don't give our pages to people, they will not use them recklessly. So it's important that the role we play, especially our gatekeeping role, we should play that role well, that we do not allow reckless people to infiltrate and generate tension. But sometimes it's difficult as a gatekeeper to get so alert that not everything will seep through. Sometimes, you know, you never know. You are interviewing someone and then he says something and, you know, you don't have a delayed broadcast equipment and most probably alive this thing, and then it seeps through.
Will you recommend any kind of sanction or punitive measures to be instead against the media houses that go wrong?
There's a lot we can do. That's why the process of unionization in itself is important. Then when we say something, or for instance GGA or media commission says something, it could be more binding. You know, for instance, we are able to put in place a broadcasting law. Then when you violate this thing and they say, look, they are going to take you off air for 1 year, or you are going to pay such a fine, then it is binding. So, yes, I am only saying that there can be sanctions, but along the lines, we must have it clear in our minds so that nobody exploits it.
I think that is why people are calling for the reintroduction of the criminal libel law.
That will not work. In the first place, that will not be in the spirit and letter of our constitution. And let's face it, as a country, we have been better off without the criminal libel law. I mean, there's empirical evidence. You introduce criminal libel law and then you cripple the media. You can stop some people from saying things about people in authority, even when they are true. Unfortunately, this is the kind of situation that can make people go into the bush and go and pick up arms.
General Secretary of GJA, Bright Blow, talking to Bubu Klinogo.